Welcome back to the program. Brian Green from the College and Career Access Center. They're getting set to open here in the next couple days. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning. How are you, Greg?
Good. So what does that look like?
It's going to be a slow, done-by-phases reintegration into our new environment, but we're looking very, very forward to having our doors open again. We've been working from home since mid-March, so we're just happy to be able to greet our public again. We're going to open our doors on June 15th, which is this next Monday coming up. At first, we'll have one advisor on hand on site. We're going to have a capacity of 10 individuals in our office. We've taken the last month and rearranged our office so it's ready. You know, health first. We're going to put a lot of precautions and guidelines into place, sanitary protocols. We're going to provide PPE, face masks for anybody who comes in. We have 6 foot of social distancing now between each of our work areas, our computer areas. Mm-hmm. But we're looking forward to beginning a new meeting face to face. It seems like it's been forever.
Should you make an appointment?
You can make an appointment. I've been giving people over the last 3 months my information to contact me, Brian. Brian at jacksoncac.org. You can call me 517-962-8053. It might be best to schedule an appointment if you want, so we can kind of monitor our capacity. But we're always open for walk-ins, and you know, just stop on by if you see that I'm in there. See that one of us are in there. Come on in and start your future.
Boy, it would seem this is a time right now where kids really, really need the help.
Yes. Yeah, we've seen over the last 3 months our advising has shifted a little bit from your basic post-secondary plans to a lot of uncertainty, a lot of change, a lot of what lies ahead. So definitely a good time to have a helping hand navigating what it's going to look like going forward. Nobody knows for sure, but we are there to help. We're optimistically planning that your post-secondary goals are still achievable. You're still going to make them. They're going to look a little different, but we're going to be there to support them.
Yeah, a lot of campuses obviously have been closed. I don't know how the access has been to counseling on college campuses. I imagine it's been very, very tight. So, you guys are there to really fill the gap.
Yes, that's a great way of putting it, and that's what we tell students is it's harder to get in touch these days. There's no certainty around what it's going to look like. I've heard, a lot of different ideas of what a hybrid system of putting, you know, campuses and high schools and education back together in the fall, what it's going to look like, but it's changing by the hour, you know, so we are just being progressive in addressing what the changes are, helping students make those calls and see what answers we can find so they at least have some confidence and assurance going into September. And it's going to look different.
Yeah, Brian, even as you see some campuses maybe opening up, the curriculum might change a bit to be much more virtual.
Yes. That's what I've been hearing and seeing is that a lot of campuses, Jackson College, going online, and that does present an obstacle for students, particularly those who need that kind of support. A lot of times online courses are accelerated, it's going to be probably a hybrid. We don't know exactly what it's going to look like, but that's another reason to come and talk to us and get yourself prepared for it. You know, we're on top of we belong to a lot of networks that are monitoring what's going to happen, how it's going to happen, and just trying to give resource and information to our stakeholders, to our audience of students, just keeping them, giving them as much knowledge as we have as we receive it. So,
is it more difficult for the kids, Brian? You talk to them. Do they have to? They really have to be a self-starter, don't they?
It always helps to be a self-starter, but yeah, it takes a lot more discipline and a lot more assertion, and that's what we help students do. A lot of times, even before any of this, you know, it's all different. You know, students have never done this before, so it takes managing yourself, being a steward of your time and your responsibilities. And that's really what we advise them through, navigate them through, help them with. It just becomes, you know, more important when it's less certain, of course, always.
What about applying to schools? Has that changed at all?
The application process does not seem to have changed much. Some of the requirements are eased. Is what we've seen. There, you know, schools are being a lot more lenient with get us your transcripts, your SAT scores. We're gonna, you know, be reviewing applications, but you have time to get those things into us because they realize it is difficult for students to be getting all the documentation in place. But the actual admissions process, we've been able to help a lot of students. Since March, we've done one-on-one with over 500 students. Which is fantastic.
Wow.
And we're finding that by Zoom and by getting on and sharing a page with them and going to those application pages, that the process is different, but nothing that we can't manage, nothing that we can't pivot to adjust to.
Yeah, I imagine there's a lot of concern about budgetary matters. Some of these schools are going to be trying to beef up their budgets a little bit.
Yes, and I wish I could speak to that, but where budget's concerned, I hope for the best. We always hope for the best, but it is a primary concern right now. The state has been shut down for a while, so it's going to be interesting going forward to see how much we can recoup.
So you can start taking some walk-ins Monday.
Yep, absolutely. And we can, you know, we're going to have one advisor, but we do have our other advisors still working from home. We'll be able to schedule you a time. You know, we're in all of the 13 schools. Each of our advisors is in one of the 13 schools. So depending on where the student comes from, we might place them to do a call with their particular advisor. But yeah, we can start doing, you know, all of our summer planning. The summer work that we always do is reaching out to this year's graduates. Still, you know, we're on pace for our measurements. You know, we'd like to see a 74% FAFSA completion. We're right on pace for that by the end of the summer. You know, TIP completion, getting those students the money they need, the funds that they need. But working with this year's seniors and then working with the juniors who will now be seniors going forward, we can help everybody to do their planning starting June 15th, and we're looking very forward.
I imagine the kids are pretty anxious, as many of them did not get a chance to really even graduate.
Yeah, that's, you know, a lot of schools have been doing great things to do, you know, drive-by graduations, rescheduling their graduations. But a lot of students we talk to, you know, we do advising, but a lot of it is just, you know, being compassionate and listening to them and understanding that their final year changed dramatically on a moment's notice. And so trying to keep them psychologically balanced, prepared, optimistic, confident. It's interesting. It's definitely advising looks different, but we're always able to adjust and make sure that it's a foundation that we're giving them and a good confidence going forward.
Hey, Brian, give us your number again if somebody has a question for you.
Yeah, if you want to call me directly, I am 517-962-8053. I'm here to listen. I'm here to schedule you. I'm here to tell you what it's going to look like, opening in phases. In July, we're going to do phase two, which is going to be open up a little more capacity, start putting our advisors on a rotation, and then our plan is August will be up to full capacity and running like we always did.
Sounds good. Thanks for the visit, Brian.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on, Greg.
Take care. Always. Ryan Green from the College and Career Access Center.